Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast on this second day of June 2021. We were talking earlier this morning about the NBA player who learned through,
The
police phone call that his car was missing. No, that his car had been found. And he's like, wait, I didn't even know my car was missing. He dropped his car off at the dealership to have some work done on it, I guess. And someone stole it from the dealership and it disappeared, but they found it.
Yeah, talking about Terrence Ross here, the Orlando Magic guard, who got the phone call from the police that his car had been found. And he's like, what? What do you mean my car has been found? And then it dawned on him that he had a Lamborghini Urus.
That's the thing that we learn about it. The Lamborghini Urus. I guess that's how you pronounce it. U-R-U-S is how it's spelled.
He got a flat tire, so he took it to the dealer to get it repaired.
He got
a flat tire, had it taken to the dealership to get the tire fixed, and it was overnight there. People broke into the dealership, found keys, and then I guess it sounds like just you take them out to the lot and you start clicking, right, see which one opens up, or the light flashes.
I imagine Lamborghini has a pretty distinguishable key.
Well, maybe
that
you too.
Would go, hey, here's a Lamborghini key. Where's the Lamborghini?
Well, if it's at a Lamborghini
you're not
dealership.
Going over at the Cadillac.
No, but if it's a Lamborghini dealership, you got still. Anyway, it was Terrence Ross's vehicle. They took it for a spin, got into a chase with police, crashed it up against a building, and totaled it. And we learned that the Lamborghini Urus, which they call an SUV, looks more like a crossover.
Yeah, I think what the gist of the story is that we learned that Lamborghini makes a crossover. I didn't realize they did.
Right.
$220,000 crossover.
Sweet ride, though.
Unbelievably cool-looking car.
23-inch wheels, all decked out.
Twin-turbo V8 with 640 horsepower. My
Sounds
God,
like a
that
boat
is
engine.
Ridiculous. A quarter mile in 11 seconds.
Right, 0-60 in like 3.2.
Oh, my goodness. And a crossover. I also read where the 2021 was the fastest SUV they ever tested, Car and Driver, ever tested at whatever particular track they used to test. I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
But it got me thinking, I mean, if you had an unlimited budget, what would be your go-to vehicle? If money was no object, would you go for like a Lamborghini, a speed car, a Lotus, something like that, or more of a luxurious Rolls Royce or something like that, or a Bentley?
Well, that's a really good question because I'm really not much of a car guy to begin with, and maybe asking that question now, when I'm 55, gets a different answer. Had you asked me at age 25?
Yeah, for sure.
But oddly enough, I'd go for the luxury automobile, the luxury car.
I would too.
But you know what?
100%.
It's kind of interesting because I was never, well, I kind of am a sports car guy. Once upon a time, I had a 1975 Corvette. But again, that was age 25, not age 55, right? So I always kind of liked sports cars. I always liked, I think those new Camaros are cool looking. Mm-hmm. I really like those new Camaros. I think the Dodge Charger's kind of cool looking. But that's never really been my dream vehicle. I'm kind of a simpleton. I love Jeep Wranglers. And that's what I want to get here in the near future is a Jeep Wrangler. And I want it all decked out. I want the big tires on it, blacked out tires. And it's going to be all white, big black tires on it. And roll, and we're going to have fun with it. But I've had a couple of Jeeps in my past. Oddly enough, they've all been hit and totaled by somebody else.
Crashed.
I hit a house in one of them after getting hit by a truck.
I
got pushed into a house. And then I got the last Jeep I got. Well, I guess that one didn't get totaled. I got hit in it too. But I got rid of it when the kids were born because at the time they didn't make the 4-door Jeep Wrangler. It was just a 2-door Jeep Wrangler, and it wasn't practical for having twins. So I got rid of it. So I think I've told you this story. I think you know this. I've always wanted to go back to the Jeep Wrangler, and we're getting closer and closer to doing that. And oddly enough, me talking about it has turned Gabby kind of into a Jeep girl. She looks Jeep. She wants Jeep. So like, Dad, can I drive your Jeep when you get your Jeep, when I have my license? Meanwhile, Jackson is completely into sports cars and Lamborghinis and stuff like that. We drove home, might have been a couple of weeks ago. They were having something at at Hinterland in the shadows of Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
And they must have had 30 sports cars in the parking lot there.
I saw that, too.
And they were all the Lamborghini-type
Lotus, whatever type cars. I saw Lotus on the road, Lamborghini,
And we were had something going on that day, and I said, doggone it, Jackson, had I known, we'd come down and we would have gone to this. So we are on the lookout. So I'm, but that's just me. I'm kind of a simpleton. I've never, I've never understood spending that type of money on a vehicle.
Yeah.
You?
Well, I've, if I had an unlimited budget, I would go for the luxury. I would go for the Rolls Royce, to be honest. I've seen them.
With a driver?
I've seen them in person. No, I want to drive it myself. I actually saw a Rolls Royce in here in Green Bay.
You did?
Yeah. About, I don't know, 6 months ago.
Okay.
I saw one on the road. Right over on Holmgren Way.
Hmm.
Yeah. But one of my dad's friends down in Hilton Head had a Rolls Royce that I've checked out before. Just unbelievable, the workmanship and everything else. I mean, how can you go wrong? And there's just so many cool little things about them. That would be my... When I was a kid, though, when I was younger, I remember wanting a Jaguar.
Okay.
The XJS...
A Jaguar.
A Jaguar. The XJS convertible, specifically, when it came out in the mid-80s, I was like, man, I've got to have one of those someday. Mm-hmm. I actually had a picture of one of them on my wall. I wanted one. Because I read somewhere where somebody had something on his wall. He's like, because that's what he wanted until...
If you put it on your wall, it happens.
Right.
That drives you to make it happen.
Yeah, right.
So let me ask
Never
you this.
Did, but that was my car that I always wanted.
What about what about your dad? Because my, you know, if you want a car, somebody probably goes, "Wow, you go through a midlife crisis or whatever." You know, I can just see me somebody thinking that when I'm in a Jeep Sahara, big tires. Oh, there's an old guy going through it. Not really, because that's what I've always wanted, and I grew up with them. I remember my dad. I had my driver's license, and he had when he was younger, a Mustang convertible. I don't know if this is really a sports car or whatever, but I guess a broad topic on just cars. And so he went out and found a Mustang convertible like he had when he was younger, and he must have been obviously in midlife or what have you. And I just remember him coming home with a white Mustang convertible, red leather interior, because I got to drive it because I had my driver's license. But that was like, I guess, him kind of going back to his youth and wanting the vehicle later in life, wanting the vehicle that he probably hadn't been able to have because of raising kids, you know.
For sure.
Now one day his daughter's probably out of the house and off to college or what have you. I'm a son, you know, and I've got my driver's license, probably getting ready to, you know, leave the nest, and then just my younger brother. Now he can have his Mustang convertible that he probably had to give up for many years while having kids, you know?
Absolutely. My dad did it. My dad bought, when I was, I don't know if I was still in high school or not, but my brothers were both gone. I was the only kid left at home, and I want to say he bought some kind of Lincoln, you know? And I'm sure that was because we never had really nice cars. We always had a nice car, but I mean, it wasn't, you know, anything spectacular. We had three boys, so we had a station wagon back then. We had station wagons, right? Before SUVs, we had an old Chevy station wagon, and then my dad had his own car that he drove, but anything that the family was involved with, we drove the station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that one died, we got another station wagon, you know? So, but yeah, he did buy a Lincoln. And then later, when they moved down south, he bought himself a little convertible that he used to tool around the island with.
Why not? Yeah. In beautiful weather.
So it was pretty cool, but yeah. And now I'm on this convertible thing. I'm like, I can pick me up a little sidecar here. I want to get a little convertible.
I understand that. I mean, it's funny because
I've always wanted a convertible. I've never had one.
Well, I always swore that when I bought the Corvette had the T-tops, take them off.
Sure.
It was pretty much like a convertible.
Right.
Much better than just like a sunroof, right?
Right.
The tops
I've
come
had
up.
T-tops, T-tops before, yeah.
So that's like being in a convertible. Then I had a Chevy Z24 convertible.
Okay.
And then the Jeeps, the tops go down. And I would always have drive around with the tops down on the Jeeps. And I remember, you know, when it's spring or fall, when it's cold in the morning but warm in the afternoon, I'd be wearing a jacket and sweatpants into work here, get to work, unbundle, and then I wouldn't have to wear them home because it'd be sunny and it'd be nice. And so I always I always swore I would never have any vehicle that wasn't a convertible again. Well, then kids come along, and again, your plans get thrown off to the side. And but now that they're older, the plan is the Jeep soon.
I feel that way with sunroofs now. Ever since I've had a sunroof, I'm like, anything without a sunroof is a deal breaker. And I've had one ever since, but now I'm on like a this convertible kick. It's not very practical at all.
Doesn't need to be.
Living around here.
Right.
You can drive it like 3 months out of the year, but
it's fun when you do.
Why not? You only go around once.
Exactly.
As far as we know. So who knows? Maybe, I've already went and looked at one too, by the way, and drove one. But, I'm trying to resist the urge every day to go.
Stop looking.
To keep looking. So I'll keep you updated if I decide to do anything. But to get back to the original question, if money was no object, I would go Rolls Royce, Bentley, something super luxurious.
Me? I'm a simpleton. Decked out, white Jeep, four-door,
come
big
on, man.
Tires.
If you had the cash,
I don't think I would.
Yeah, you would.
I don't know. Because I don't know any of that stuff. I don't follow that. I'm not a car and truck guy. You give me my white Jeep, big tires, I'm happy.
Okay, well.
And then I can go mudding, something we did as a kid in Colorado when my buddy had a Land Rover.
Well, if money's no object, you can do both. All right.
See ya.
We got to go. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Join us each and every Monday through Friday for the Build Rookie Experience starting at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.